It's Tuesday, July the 28th, and this is Tim Pitchell back with another Procrastination Boo. Yesterday, I was talking about this need to find a balance between the challenge of a task and your skill. And so there was two ways that went, and this was based on some writing by one of my Dutch colleagues, Wendelin van Erd. And she argues that on the one hand, we can have tasks that are too challenging and they overwhelm us and we procrastinate. On the other hand, we can have tasks that are too unchallenging, too boring, too simple, and they're much below our skill level and we put them off for that reason. And so optimizing that kind of zone of the balance between challenge and task is crucial then. I just want to speak to one side of that equation today because I think it's more common that we face tasks that overwhelm us and leave us full of doubt and fear, and that this leads to our procrastination. I talked earlier about uncertainty, and when we're uncertain on how to act, we procrastinate. And the same thing here is that one of the key markers of procrastination in terms of our thinking are irrational thoughts. In fact, Albert Ellis wrote one of the first books in this area with Bill Nouse, and it was all based on this rational emotive therapy approach where we have to change how we're thinking to change how we're feeling and allow us to think more rationally. Most of us, when we face a task that we find overwhelming, go through a lot of irrational cognitions. Many students that I know will face a task and feel totally overwhelmed by it. It'll wreak havoc on their self-confidence, and they'll procrastinate in that effort to give in to feel good, to get rid of those negative feelings. Now, the issue here is that their thoughts are irrational, but because they've always succeeded in the past. And so what we need to do when we're feeling overwhelmed, or one of the strategies that might help, is that you have to stop and think, why am I feeling this way? Have I faced tasks like this in the past? Have I ever succeeded? And most of the time, the answers will be yes. So you have to start taking apart these irrational thoughts. What's the source of these thoughts? Are they real? Can I connect them to anything that's real? And as we start to do that work about our thinking, we start to realize that we're blowing this all out of proportion. And again, from our own research, when we put pagers on people and we sampled their feelings when they were procrastinating, and then later when they weren't procrastinating on the same task, we found that they had blown the difficulty and the stress and the lack of enjoyment way out of proportion. So on the one side of this equation, finding that balance between challenge and skill, we have to attack our own irrational thinking. And in doing that, we can find the confidence to just get started, which I think is so crucial to moving ahead. I'll catch you tomorrow on these Procrastination Boos. And if you're looking for more to learn about procrastination, check out procrastination.ca. It's all free and I think very interesting.